Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and I'm so glad that you've joined me today because we're going to be continuing an interview that I recorded recently with Nicolette Barrett. She is a career development strategist, expert resume writer, and she has been just awesome in working with individuals, small business owners, and professionals to be able to land the job of their dreams by helping them to create resumes, cover letters, LinkedIn profiles, all of that great stuff. And she's got a lot of great information to share with us. Now, in part one, we kind of talked a little bit about, how to craft a professional bio, a LinkedIn page, and how to be also, how to find good help, essentially, and how to be able to, and as an employer, to know what to look for and people to hire. So in part two, we're going to start off and talking about once you have systems in place and you hire employees, how do you keep them? How do you be able to incentivize them to stay on for the long run? So, and we're also going to get into a little bit talking as well about how some of the mistakes that Nicolette made in her business and lessons that she has learned. So if she were starting over today, things that she would do differently. So I think that is important to listen to as well. If you are planning to start a new business, it's always good to find out ahead of time what things you want to avoid, those mistakes you want to avoid making. So we're going to continue on with the interview right now. And as I said, I first asked Nicolette, what kind of incentives should an employer have in place in order to be able to help to be able to keep those employees? Once you get some good employees, how do you be able to keep them so that they don't leave you and go for the next job? So stay tuned. Here's her answer.
Show them the value that it brings to them. I mean, you may want to have a financial incentive for them. The way as you grow, they will have a financial stake in that. That's always a motivator, of course, money. And then you want to have some of those additional perks that they can have. You know, showing flexibility when needed and necessary. Not every time on Monday or Friday they need to go and do something, no. But just having a level of flexibility and making sure that you explain the kind of flexibility that they are able to have, because you want to work with them as they work with you, and also keep them engaged by telling them how good of a job they're doing. Because sometimes we get so caught up in the rat race of running our businesses that we don't take the time just to say thank you. And you need to tell them thank you for how they're helping you. Little knickknacks sometimes will go a long way, a $5 Starbucks gift card or what have you. You want to keep them engaged and keep bringing them along and let them know that you appreciate what they are doing for you. Because once you start pulling that out, they don't have any buy-in. They're not engaged in the process, and then they're going to start feeling like they're just being used. And no one likes to feel like they're being used. So have those part, and also put those as part of your own personal playbook as you get ready to hire your person. What will you do to keep this person incentivized? You don't have to have a whole lot of money involved, but those little small things, I'm telling you, if you just say a thank you, giving them a praise on something that they do well, even an actual email saying kudos, that's a good job that you've done that. Because what I tell on the flip side, my clients, I tell them to create an add a girl, add a boy file. So when they get that from their employer, should they have ever needed to build a LinkedIn profile or a resume, they have those accomplishments and recognitions from their bosses. So be a good boss and make sure that you're doing that.
I like that. That's a good idea. I think, what do you also, because I've read about this, I think, in other books or things as well, is that maybe even inviting them, especially if you're a small organization, maybe inviting them into the
like the planning, at least, or cluing them in on like the vision for your company and where you want to see it grow. What do you think about that? Because I think it maybe gets them a little bit more invested, you know, just in the company as a whole.
I totally agree, because they need to know, why did you even start your business? What do you expect from your business? Who are the people that you're serving? Why are you serving them? So they can understand and also get your vision and understand your vision and also understand the mission, so they can continue to carry out the mission that's tied to your vision. So I think that's perfect that they're part of that planning. And as they learn the business more, that would give you an opportunity as you grow to say, okay, now that they know this part, maybe I can promote them to the next level and bring somebody in to, up under their wing, to train them to do the things they used to do. So they'll be able to take on more responsibility. So being able to do that as well, oh, Gloria, that is awesome. Yes, definitely bringing them into that planning meeting will be key.
Oh, great. Now, I want to ask a little question about you, as you
oh,
as
sure.
a business owner. Now, what I wanted to pick your brain about is, you know, because, you know, as I, you know, I mentioned, I have made mistakes. If, you know, we all do, because nobody's perfect, especially when we're first starting out. If if you could go back to, you know, when you first started your business, is there maybe, you know, one thing that you would do differently now that you, you know, that you did then, and, you know, and what would that be, and maybe why?
Oh, I got so many of them. Oh, gosh. I would say two quick ones. One is I would make sure I do my due diligence in researching the name of my business. One thing that I started to do, I started to promote myself on Facebook. I hadn't, you know, secured the name. Well, actually, I did secure the name and all this, and, you know, little stuff. And I started about to get my business cards and everything. And I got a call. I had a little mini website up. I got a call from a client, a potential client, thinking I was another business, the one that she had utilized before. So, and then I started doing some research and come to find out this other business had the same name as I, just maybe a little bit different, but she thought she was calling the one that was in California. Here I am in Texas. And although we did the same type of things, the customer said, no, I like the way that this person did my resume, so I'm going to go back to them because, you know, I don't know you. So I could not win her business, although I tried to, you know, explain, you know, I'm, you know, very good at this and everything. She's like, no, you're not the right business. I'm going to go call the other one. I just thought the one in California moved to Texas. So therefore, I didn't do my due diligence. So therefore, I had to scrap that name, scrap all of the initial branding that I did for my business, and then think of another name. And it was so funny, I Rock Resumes came from God, I tell you, because I called my husband and I was like, oh my goodness, somebody got my name. I couldn't get this customer because she said this. He said, calm down, pray about it, and something will come. And sure enough, I Rock Resumes dropped in my spirit. I researched everything, and nobody had that name. I bought up every domain there was. And so I am the only I Rock Resumes out there. So that was number one. And then developing my systems to in the middle, because I thought it was just going to be something that's kind of a quick side thing, make a little money here and there. But when it started growing, I said, oh my gosh, now how am I going to keep up with this? So I started creating systems after the fact. So as we talked about systems before, making sure that you have that in place so that you can turn that over, because I have a virtual assistant, and because I finally learned my systems, I was able to train her on how to help me within my business. So those are the two things. Make sure you do your due diligence in researching your business name, research every search engine that's out there, and making sure you have your process in place. Even if they would change, that's okay. Start somewhere and keep building on them as you build your business.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I definitely hear you for the systems. Yeah, I also was late to the game on coming up with that as well, but I definitely definitely learned a lesson about that, and it is so important to have, especially too if you do have designs on wanting to grow the business to the point where you might want to sell it one day. It's very important for you to have those processes in place and employee manuals and all of that great stuff, because that's going to help you know, make it more valuable and more attractive to a potential investor.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Well, awesome. Well, And listen, if our listeners would like to get in touch with you if they need a resume done or you know, help with anything, how can they best get a hold of you? What's the best way to do that?
Okay, well, first they can search me out at my website. I have two websites. One is NicoletteBarrett.com, and that will link them right into all of my career development strategies that I offer, sessions, the one-on-one group sessions. And then linked into that is my website that's a standalone for resumes, and that's iRockResumes.com. And they can contact me through there. And then, of course, my phone number. I do accept text messages. They can reach me at 469-666-0753. And if they look for me on social media, I am over social media, mostly at iRockResumes. If you pull in iRockResumes on the Google engine, everything should pop up with me. And they can find me on LinkedIn and Nicolette Barrett. And then right now, I'd like to tell your listeners, if there's any career professionals out there, right now I am running a 30-day Get Your Career in Gear Challenge. We are on day 25, but you can still go and join this Facebook group called Career Hackers Mastermind. It is a closed group, so you will have to request to join it. And you can look through all of the challenges. Some great things are out there to get people really thinking about elevating their careers. And I always say entrepreneurship is also a career. So a lot of the stuff that I put out there is for entrepreneurs as well. So I would invite your listeners to go out there and join that group and join the community. It's going very, very well. I just started on January 4th, and we're going into our last week, but love for them to join.
Awesome. That's great. Well, I tell you what, I will also put all this information into the show notes. So, you know, if you're listening to this while you're at the gym or something and you're like, what did she say? I don't know. Don't worry. You can check it out later and you'll get all the information out there. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and being with us today and sharing some awesome information. I really appreciate it, Nicolette.
And I appreciate you inviting me on, Gloria. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Nicolette Barrett. And as I did mention, I am going to make sure that I do include all of the links to her websites in the show notes, so you'll be able to get in contact with her should you need to. So I appreciate that you have been with us, and I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to Right Sell Succeed on iTunes and Stitcher Radio so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be great. And also, you know, share the podcast with your, friends and colleagues, anyone that you think would be interested. We would love to be able to spread the word and let people know about this podcast, because I really enjoy providing this information for you. And as always, I also encourage you to follow me on social media. Connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, at Gloria Rand, and use the hashtag #RightSellSucceed, because then I will know that you have been listening to the podcast, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. And of course, you can also visit my website or you could go to GloriaRand.com, and I would love to be able to hear from you there as well and check out all the services that I offer. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right Sell Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSellSucceed.